Hey, I've got another episode of the Project Natty Goat podcast here for you. But right before we get into that, if I could ask for your help, please. A lot of people are sharing the podcast to their stories on Instagram and all that sort of stuff, and I really appreciate it. Like, it really does mean a lot that people are kind of responding well to this, and just thank you for that. So if you can keep that up, I will dance at your weddings. Or I'll write you into me will. Not that I've got fucking anything to give you, like. But if I could also ask you as well, just to leave a 5-star review on, like, wherever you get your podcasts. Like, look, I know fuck all about this stuff. I'm just copying what the other podcasters say. I do need to actually learn how to do this shit properly. But for now, let's just go with that. Keep sharing. Give us a 5-star review if you think it's a 5-star podcast. If you think it's a 1-star podcast, still give us a 5-star review. Fuck it. We're all friends here. Right. So, thank you for your support and enjoy the episode. My ankle still looks like fucking Professor Clump. It's not good. This doesn't hurt on out like that. There's not a lot of fucking pain when I'm moving and shit like that. It's just I can't really move my ankle all that much. I'm pretty sure it's just a little bit of ligament damage. Nothing too major. Once the swelling's gone down, like, I can almost get the depth when I'm squatting. Just with now on my back or anything like that. Just when I've been fucking about in the house. So once the swelling goes down and that range of motion's back, I should be good. I think I'll be fine doing sumos once the swelling's gone down for sure. And we'll just see what happens, really. But all I've been doing, just been fucking sat, icing it 3 or 4 times a day. Foam rolling the shins, the calves, getting over my Achilles on a hard foam roller. So, like, what's kind of going on is, like, so any kind of response like this, it's like your body's trying to protect itself and from further damage. So the swelling is there so that you can't move the joint all that much. But one of the side effects of that happening is that because everything's getting tight, you're not being able to move it through a full range of motion. So it's really easy for your shins and your calves, your soleus, your gastroc and all that sort of shit to get really super tight. And then if that goes too far, that's going to start pulling down on your knee joint, and then you start going to get knee pain. So the trick is to try and mobilize as much of the muscle as you possibly can so that your range of motion doesn't get affected too much. And then when that movement comes back, you're not fighting like 2 different battles. You're just focusing on the one because you've already been dealing with the potentially tight muscles. You've still been making sure that they're getting plenty of blood flow and getting rid of the knots and all that sort of stuff, and then once you're allowed to, that movement will be easier and it'll just get you back a little bit quicker. So right now I'm just trying to take as much weight of it off as possible, so I'm sat down quite a lot. I'm going up and down the stairs on my arse and just trying to fucking laze about as much as I can. I've had to drop my step count to 1,000 just to make sure I can still keep hitting my step goal. I want to get a year consecutively, and with the amount of walking that I have done, I don't mind making that decision. It's like my average steps have been about 20,000, so it's like it doesn't really fucking matter that I'm having a few days where I'm only hitting 1,000 steps, because that average is still going to be well above 10,000, and that's all I want. So when I get to the point where I've hit my streak for the year, that average step count will be at least 10,000. Fucking shit though. So I think tomorrow I'm gonna go to the garage gym and I'm just gonna do some upper body. I'll probably do Z press, so there's no weight on me
ankle as I'm pressing with heavy load. And then everything else I can do on the multi-gym, so I can do lat pull downs, and get some rows in. It's just shit like that. I can still do something, but I want to be able to get back fucking squatting properly soon. I don't think it's going to be all that long though. If the swelling hasn't gone down by Monday, I'm probably going to go and just go to the hospital and just see if I need crutches or anything. But I don't think it's going to get at that point. I think I just fucked myself over by trying to force myself to do me 10,000 steps the next day after hurting it. That was pretty stupid in hindsight. Oh. Yeah, oh, it's fucking shit sitting now, so. If I get crutches, I'm going to get back out and I'm going to put my set count at 5,000 and try and fucking crutch around. I'll be fucked, but it'd be better than sitting in the house. It's fucking bollocks. Oh, yeah, I had a 7-hour nap yesterday. It was unreal. I went to fucking bed at about 11 and got up at 6. Oof. I think I just need to do that every now and again, because although I've been going to bed a bit earlier, I've only been getting about 5-6 hours sleep. And I think it's just one of those where, like, that extra hour or two that I've been missing, I think it's just accrued. And then it got to the point where I just ended up having to have, like, 2 sleeps. It was fucking great, though. I woke up feeling amazing. Oh. I think we've got some more UFC tomorrow. I've got some bets on. Forgot what I put on. But it's always better when you got a bet on, isn't it? Can't wait to watch that. Oh, me fucking ankle. Hey. I'm just adjusting my ice. I'm not touching myself. Oh, my shin's fucking pulsing. Ah. Oh. Right, I don't think I've got anything else to talk about, really. My life is not very full right now, because I'm just fucking sitting down doing nout. Oh, it's fun, but it's fucking grim at the same time. So hopefully tomorrow I'll have some training to talk about. But tomorrow I've got the Garben episode dropping. So I've got a few episodes in the can, so I'm gonna release one tomorrow. So I usually just the one guest episode on a Wednesday, but I'm gonna put the Gar one up tomorrow. And it's looking like tomorrow I'm gonna be interviewing the powerlifting pirate Gino. Oh, I can't wait to speak to Gino and talk about him announcing and powerlifting, how he got into it and everything. And Gino's a fan favorite. Everybody loves Gino. How can you not? He dresses like a fucking pirate on powerlifting stages and announces all the lifters. He's just the boy. So that's gonna be awesome. And it's nearly 12, so I'm gonna go get this uploaded. I'm gonna keep feeling sorry for myself, because I'm getting really annoyed now. Bye.